America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
The Azar Foundation for Children of the World is an organization aimed to support women and children in need across the globe. We believe in empowering lives, strengthening minds, and providing programs that enrich health and education. The Azar Foundation was founded in 2003 and has been serving the world ever since. Visit us at our website at www.azarforchildren.org. That's www.azar4children.org to find out more information about our endeavors and join our mailing list. Remember, the smile and the cry of a child doesn't have any language. The Azar Foundation.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
The Miracle Medical Clinic is a clinic that has been providing quality healthcare services to the Houston area since 1996. In a comfortable environment, they are dedicated to helping you live a healthy lifestyle for years to come. For more information, please call 713-464-0236 or visit us at our website at www.miraclemedicalclinic.com. The Miracle Medical Clinic, where preventive health care is waiting for you.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
Get off the grid and step inside your heart. Sister Jenna guides you through a powerful, encouraging, and motivating meditation that allows you to let go and become aware of you, regain strength, power, and peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Vint Verga, author of The Soul of All Living Creatures, and I listen to America Meditating Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and we're broadcasting from the Meditation Museum in Tysons Corner, Virginia. We have been enjoying the wonderful GAMS activities, and we had a wonderful meeting with Councilmember Leventhal last weekend, and he hadn't even known that we had such an oasis and such a treasure in the community. And so it's just that how one by one, you know, each voice connects to another voice, and we begin to ripple the sound of the work that we're doing so beautifully. And because we're not selling something that everyone's running after, at least not consciously. We're not marketing the five senses where it has to be excited, it has to be really roughly given, it has to be forced into consciousness for you to say, I'm going to receive it or not. We're just sharing our lives with each other, and we're sharing the best way possible that we can show our light, our divinity, and our goodness. In a time where it's interesting to observe the quality of the narrative in our country and in the world, but let's talk about where we are at home, because charity begins at home first, that we're realizing a very gross energy that's existing. If you slap me back, I'll slap you 10 times even harder, versus turn the other cheek, it's okay, you're not doing well, well, continue with your journey. And I sent out a tweet the other day that if you truly want to declare yourself loving, see if you can really truthfully love the ones who hate you. I want you to really think about that. Are you really able to love the people that didn't offer you the best, the people that gossiped about you, the people that defamed your name, the people that didn't open a door for you of opportunity, the people that closed your door of opportunity, the folks that took away your fortune, that took away the love of your life, that somebody who might have been a drunk driver on the street and, God forbid, you know, your child ends up in the casualty of that, an accident with them, just because they were drunk. Can you forgive them? Can you forgive leaders that take us to another dimension of consciousness and might not be what we want to hear, might not be what we want to see, but it's happening all for a reason. We're living through all these dimensions of life for a very important reason, and I think it's asking us to turn more inwards. in May, when we started the Meditate the Vote initiative, we invited individuals to raise the bar of conversation. You know, Einstein said you can't change a problem from the same level of consciousness that you created it in. And you and I know that. How many of you are in a marriage right now, you want to get out of it, and you are approaching the difficulty in the situation of that marriage from the same level that you're in? And one of you literally have to take the high road and be the angel in that relationship. But the hardest thing to do is to be the angel in that relationship. And so whether it's a leader of a country or nation, or it's you and your marriage, or it's maybe you with an in-law or a sister or a brother who wasn't very nice to you growing up and you still haven't been able to get over them, are you really able to activate your own inner subtle abilities to be stronger than the rest? To understand that if you rise in your level of consciousness, that you also bring up the whole world with you? And can you trust that your power of goodness is contributing to what I call the continuity of a golden age and the Iron Age, which is the age that I'm witnessing every day on CNN and ABC News, that can't last much longer? That energy just cannot sustain it. And so I'm inviting all of you, my incredible fans and friends, on this amazing, simple radio show that has surprised all of us, that's become a global listenership from countries all around the world, national, local, global. Are you ready to rise? Are you ready to bring your subtle abilities really deep inside? Are you ready to listen to your internal voice? Because your internal voice usually has the right answer. It's your external voice that's trying to distract you. And that's what we have in the world today. A lot of external show, a lot of external conversations. I've had the fortune of sitting on many panels. And friends, each time I get an opportunity to be on a panel to share wisdom, every time before I'm about to open my mouth, I can't begin to tell you, I just feel like I don't want to say anything. I want to say anything until I feel like I've fixed myself. And yet at the same token, I know that there are thoughts and experiences of wisdom that I have invested in myself. I have been committed to my discipline for over 25 years. Every morning I'm up at 3:30, 39 o'clock. Every hour I pause for 30 seconds of silence. And my life is to be of service to others. I don't complain. It's what I'm called to do. But still, there's more. There's something subtle, something very deep in our subconscious that needs attention. And what kind of energy that exists in the external world can actually access my deepest, deepest, subtle aspects of my being? Breathe in deeply and pause for a little bit. Just relax. And let's focus on ourselves as being a point of living energy. Breathe in deeply.
Point of focus. Taking just a minute. Gently, I bring my energy away from the external. I bring all my attention up through my body to a point in the middle of my forehead, just above and behind the eyes, towards a single point of focus inside. I now look through my eyes as if they are windows. I am a still point of awareness, looking through the eyes to the world out there. I am the still point, silent and powerful.
From the Just a Minute meditation from Sister Genji of the United Kingdom, please pick up a copy of that on Amazon.com or at brahmakumaris.org. Yes, America still continues, and yes, we're going to rise and rise and rise and rise and keep rising until all darkness is eliminated from this planet and from this particular land that we're witnessing at this time. Can you imagine if you were to actually be able to enjoy certain music and certain sounds and certain stories that can make you just forget that there's even darkness even existing on the planet? Well, we're going to have a really interesting interview with a young man called David Young. He's known as the Romantic Pied Piper of the 21st century. So stay tuned for that. We're so proud to welcome David Young, who is known as the Young Romantic Pied Piper of the 21st century. I mean, one of the most unique, hardest-working, little multi-talent self-starter. He started his own music business with his last $100. He launched his record company and has now sold over 100,000 CDs. The thing about David is that he plays two flutes at the same time. And in his playing of his flutes, people in the audience has actually had experiences or near-death experiences or have experienced ascending masters or individuals that have had like amazing out-of-the-body experiences. And I'm like, I want to sign up to David's concerts, you know, this is amazing. I mean, people have asked him if he finds it hard to play two flutes at one time. And he's like, no, it's just a piece of cake. So we're really proud to welcome this incredible young artist on my air, the amazing David Young. David, welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm born in Jamaica. My dad's Indian. My mother's African. My dad used to come home happy with Hare Krishna. My mother used to come home with Jesus crying. And I used to say to myself, David, like, what is this world about? Like, I was so convinced that the choice in how we interpret God was our own. And it wasn't necessarily a religion, it wasn't a prophet, it wasn't a leader that would tell me how to feel God or how to interpret God. I knew that it was something that had to resonate with me on the inside in some way or the other. And with you and your music, you're using music as healing. You're using music for affirmations to help people to become a lot more better with their lives and who they are. Could you tell me a little bit about how you actually got involved with your music that is actually, I would say, helping people to get to a higher level of consciousness?
Oh, no doubt. Well, I started playing the recorder when I was in third grade in New York growing up, and I developed this technique of playing two different sizes recorders at one time in harmony. In 1990, I started making albums called Celestial Winds. I sold 100,000 albums under that title, and then the rest of my CDs have been known under my name, David Young. And I started doing these meditation events about a year and a half ago. And from the very first event that I did, at least five people in the audience had an experience where they reconnected with one of their loved ones on the other side, whether it's a favorite grandmother or a husband or a son, somebody who they loved who's in heaven. And it was really surprising to me because I'd never had an experience like that, so I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't know on the menu of possibilities. And so that went on for 6 months, and hundreds of people had these experiences, and I just would listen. And it, because so many people were sharing this, it gave other people in the audience who would ordinarily never share something like that, it gave them the confidence and that safe place to share their experiences also, you know. And actually, I just, over this past weekend, I was performing in Orlando at the IONS Convention, which is the International Association of Near-Death Studies. And because my music had, you know, the subtitle of my event, A Portal Between Heaven and Earth. And I learned some really incredible pieces of information while I was at this event. I wasn't aware that over the last 35 years since the Near Death Studies Association has been out, that the doctors in hospitals who have patients who have shared their near-death experience and the similarities between these experiences are incredible. But I didn't realize that 20 million Americans have had near-death experiences that have been documented by doctors. 20 million Americans.
There's something very powerful about NDEs, and whenever I hear stories, which I just heard one recently from a Hollywood director, it's that I think it reminds us, David, of our spirit, of our soul, that there are two separate energies existing, one that's made up of the five elements of matter, and then there's the spirit, the life, and the life that is inside of that body of matter. It's carrying its own history, its own stories. And sometimes we get lost in all the translation of life, and then we forget the divinity that we've come from, and we tend to find ourselves attached more to a feeling of loss or pain or sorrow, and then we lose sight that we're actually here to celebrate. So I think it's one of the most needed conversations in the country, and I think that it could help us so much to gain so much insight more on who we are, where we've come from, why we're here, and why it's even so important to perform good deeds. What I love about your story is that you were playing your music without any premeditation to say, well, I want people to start to connect with their lost ones on the other side, but it emerges naturally, and that's what makes your story compelling. Now, when that started to happen, right, and folks are coming to you with like, oh, I saw this and I felt this, is there a place that David Young transports himself in to emerge the vibration that he's bringing through his instruments when he plays, like, the flute?
Well, I do play two flutes at one time, and I have to tell you honestly that I don't do anything to... There's no ritual, there's nothing that I'm doing inside myself that's with any intention of anything. I'm just trying to play the most beautiful music that I can. And it just so happens that my music has this effect on people.
Wow.
And so... You know, I've done 185 of these events that are called Soul Ascension Workshops. They're meditation events. And after about 6 months of me doing these events, I was really, really blown away and surprised because, you know, during that 6 months, you know, whether there's 20 people or 50 people in the group that are part of the event, you know, they're meditating while I'm playing. I got so used to hearing all these stories about, you know, sometimes a person's mom and dad will appear to them. Sometimes their grandmother.
Wow.
Sometimes people will have an experience where it's like somebody who was a close friend when they were a child and they hadn't thought about that person in 30 years or 40 years. And they go into meditation and all of a sudden this childhood friend appears to them and shows them all around heaven, shows them where they live and shows them how happy they are. They're always, always happy on the heavenly side, you know. So hearing these things was just a mind blower for me. And about every other night, there would be somebody who would experience what I call the lineup, where their entire family in heaven would line up kind of like a wedding line, where the people would like wait their turn to give this person a hug or a kiss and, you know, share with them something that they loved doing with them when they were alive, or give them a message for somebody who's still alive on earth. And, you know, sometimes people would say that they had 20 relatives, you know,
wow,
line up for them like that. But the thing that really changed the whole thing, like as far as this menu of possibilities, because we all have this logical mind that, you know, is such a limiting thing, and then we have our creative self or our higher self or our soul that is unlimited, you know. And so at this one event, three people at the event all saw Jesus standing in the same spot in the room. Now, I have to tell you, coming from a logical, practical background like I come from, when the second person shared this, I still hadn't believed it completely. But when the third person shared it, all of a sudden it's like, so once Jesus started appearing, Mother Mary started appearing, and then Buddha started appearing, and Kuan Yin, and Krishna, and Lao Tzu, and Gandhi started to appear, and Moses started to appear, and this is possible.
Let me jump in right now. What do you think is the reason for that? Why is that happening? Because that's a phenomenal. I mean, why is that happening with your music? Have you gotten any answers to that?
Yeah, there's a lot of answers for it. I don't know how much time we have, you know, but...
Until I say we don't have enough, but go ahead.
Sure. There are a couple of reasons why this has happened, okay? And at this point, 1,200 people at my events have had those experiences where they shared it in front of a whole group and they told everybody, you know, what Mother Mary had to say, Kuan Yin had to say, what Moses had to say. You know what I mean? It's like, and there is, you know, a consistency, and these people, you know, the people who are coming to an event in New York City have no idea what the people in Boston experienced the week before, so they weren't there. So it's, you know, it's all totally legitimate. But I create this heavenly sound with my flutes where I play the flutes into these reverbs and echoes, and it sounds so heavenly that it relaxes people, and because the environment is such a safe environment, they relax, they float with the music, and the next thing they realize, they're having an experience with
one of the ascended masters or with one of their relatives who's now in the heavenly side. And so, you know, all of the ascended masters, they all work together. The only thing that's in competition is the religious organizations on earth, but they all work together because they're all connected to the same one source of all life that you could call the creator,
whatever
you want to call it, you know? Yeah, there's some people who have an experience with Archangel Michael, Jesus, and Saint Germain, you know, where they'll have three different, if you want to call them ascended masters or archangels, that are giving them that experience. I create this sacred space for people through the music, and then the ascended masters, you know, take it from there. And once people are already lifted out of their logical mind a little bit by the music, then they take them and give them whatever experience that soul, that person is ready to have.
So, David, tell me a little bit about some of your latest CD releases. Like, what's your latest CD? Is it the one In the Light?
Yeah, actually, In the Light just went on the website yesterday. That's an album it's a different kind of album because it's an album that I did with this amazing singer named Desi Dobrova. She's from Bulgaria. She's like the most famous singer from there. And she is like this angelic singer. And one of our mutual friends, because she's from Bulgaria, a mutual friend named Violetta, who lives in the Boston area, who came to seven of my events and seven of these soul ascension events. And Jesus and John Lennon and George Harrison appeared to her at seven of my events. And at the last event that she came to, she's battling cancer, and she was living with 10 out of 10 pain, the worst pain in the world that she could possibly, you know, even describe. And she came to the event in that kind of horrible, horrible pain. And she emailed me afterwards that by some miracle, she was completely pain-free for 48 hours after that event. I don't really know how that's possible. I guess, you know, anything's possible. Well, she's the only person who's ever shared anything like that.
When I love when I'm talking to you, you're like oblivious to the magic that is being transmitted through you. And I just love that. And I think I want to emphasize that to everyone who's listening. You know, we're interviewing David Young through his music. He's healing folks, and folks are actually experiencing lost relatives that they've lost in the past, or they're even experiencing ascending masters of the past, and they're feeling an incredible amount of shift. And so right now we're about to even go further in David's conversation in his latest CD that he just posted on his website with a famous Bulgarian singer called In the Light. What can we actually expect from this CD, David, that might be a little bit different than all the rest that you've done?
Yeah, this album is different because what I did is that it's a combination of a guided meditation, and let's say the guided meditation is, let's say, 2 minutes of me talking. And then that goes right into a song where Desi sings and the words of the song are either totally uplifting or they're in another language that sounds like Enya. You know, when you listen to Enya, it doesn't matter what language she's speaking because it just sounds so heavenly and beautiful, you know.
Right.
And then after that song is over, it goes back into another part of the guided meditation. So it starts you out, you know, at the beginning of your day. You know, this is a new day. You're starting today with fresh energy, you know. And throughout the CD, it's taking you through the different stages where you could actually meditate to it if you wanted to, or you could just listen to it in your car and on your way to work. And it's a combination of all those elements, and I'd never done an album like that. It's my 59th album that I've recorded, and most of my CDs are just flutes with harp or flute with keyboards, and, you know, there's no singing on them at all. This was the first one that I did in this style. I don't think a CD has ever been made in this style, but the way it all comes together and the way this woman sings is like, it's just out of this world. You just can't believe that you feel like you're in heaven. And I think that when you were asking me before, why does my music have the effect that it has on people? If I would give you this analogy that if your mom had a rose garden, right, and your whole childhood, you remember your mom out in that rose garden. So every time you smelled roses, it would bring you back into that garden, right? Well, in a different way, heaven has music in heaven. You know, everybody who's had a near-death experience talks about this heavenly music that they hear. And they also talk about the light that they see while they're in heaven. And my music, the way I add these effects of echoes and reverbs and the different, you know, qualities that I add to the sound of my flute and the other instruments that I combine with the flutes, it has such a heavenly sound. Oh, naturally, feel like they're being transported to heaven because the music sounds so heavenly. And once that kind of tricks their mind or opens their mind to get out of the logical part of themselves and into their soul, it's very natural for their soul to, you know, to just go with the feeling, well, I must be in heaven right now. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people who have had near-death experiences have shared with me that the music they hear at my events is like the music that they heard in heaven.
Wow, that's powerful.
You know, there wasn't any class that I took about making heavenly music. It was just that I've been meditating for 33 years, and, you know, when I create this music, I want to give people, you know, when you meditate, the first 10 minutes, your mind is doing its monkey mind thing, and then the second 10 minutes, you have more space in between your thoughts, so you're getting more peace. And then if you stay in that meditation for 30 minutes, you know, then it's like, wow, you get this deep sense of peace. It's because your logical mind is getting to that place of really relaxing and allowing it to quiet down, so this way our soul can actually hear a message from the divine, the great spirit, whatever you want to call it. So I try to make my CDs so full of spiritual energy. I try to give it that feeling that I get when I'm meditating for a half hour or 40 minutes. So when somebody puts that music on, within a minute or two, they're feeling that energy that you would normally feel after 30 or 40 minutes.
Beautiful, beautiful. So tell me, where are you going to be in the next few days? Tell us some of your events that are upcoming.
I've got 5 events all in the Fort Lauderdale area. One is in Pompano Beach, one's in Weston, another one is in one side of Fort Lauderdale. I mean, there's so many yoga studios and spiritual places in South Florida, just like in California now, that it's amazing. If you meet somebody in South Florida that doesn't meditate or do yoga, that sounds weird. You know what I mean? It's like, it used to be 20 years ago, if you said that, you know, you did meditation or yoga, people thought it was weird 20 years ago. But now down here, everybody is into spirituality.
Oh, that's so good to hear. So leave us with a website where our listeners can get a hold of you if they would like some more information about your work.
Yeah, it's davidyoungmusic.com, just like it sounds.
Okay.
Like Young, the opposite of old. davidyoungmusic.com. And I'm also on Facebook if you want to look me up on Facebook. And it's really been a pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we were able to do this conversation. And if you were to leave us with what would be David's best vision for himself that would make the world a better place, what would that be?
I'm meditating for longer periods of time. Instead of sitting down and meditate for 15 or 20 minutes, I'm meditating for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or sometimes an hour. And the difference that that has made in my everything is really, really, it's a dramatic difference. Because once you get past that first 15 minutes, that's when all the good stuff happens. And once you get past the first 30 minutes, oh my gosh, you're really in a higher level. So give yourself the chance to meditate for those longer periods of time so you really can have a deeper, more profound experience in your meditation. And it'll make you want to meditate longer because you're really getting the results and you're feeling and experiencing more godly things.
Beautiful. David Young, I want to thank you for being on the air today and keep playing your music that's touching people's lives. That's phenomenal.
My pleasure. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Can you believe through his music, he is allowing something in the consciousness that's opening up with people? I would suspect that David must have been around some of those prophets back in the days as another soul playing music for these incredible personalities, and they're still telling him thank you for making us feel so good. But what an incredible story. I mean, that made me sort of expand my thinking that, is that even possible? I mean, is that really possible to actually happen on our planet? That just through this person's music that he's able to initiate some sort of an altered experience. I don't know. I'll leave that for all of you, my friends, to kind of think about. So hope you've enjoyed our conversation. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same, so we should do that, right? Take care, everyone.